Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Especially over the last few weeks, we're seeing more and more businesses like Dinosaur Barbecue starting to make their way to the town of Hamburg, setting up shop there. And it's been a little more than just a few weeks, but we've seen other businesses over the last several weeks and months making their move to the town of Hamburg. What is it about the town of Hamburg that has been so attractive for businesses like this to move in and take shop there?
I think Hamburg is in a unique situation because I always tell people it's kind of the sweet spot in Western New York. You're very close to downtown living, the city, easy to commute, but you also have a little bit more rural atmosphere around you. So although there are suburbs and there's housing, you're kind of in this spot of, if I want nightlife and I want to go toward the city or have more of that excitement, I can do that within about 12 minutes. And if I want to go 12 minutes in the other direction, I can take a nice hike. I can walk along the creek. I can go to different bird sanctuaries and I can enjoy nature. So we kind of have this spot in between of all of the happenings, whether it's outdoor recreation and fun or whether it's dining and going to shops and you know, partying in the city and also commuting to the city. A lot of our people commute. There aren't as many jobs just nestled in the town of Hamburg, so a lot of people live in the city or in the north towns, but I think they like the pace of life here. Also with the quaint village that of the village of Hamburg, I think it's a nice walkable community. There's lots of fitness activities for kids and families, lots of events for people to enjoy. There's a lot of amenities here that keep it a close-knit community. So you still get that kind of, you have the world at your fingertips, but you still feel like you're part of this small-knit community.
How much of an effect are we already seeing with something like the future Highmark Stadium? I know right now there's plenty of construction workers that are around that site in Orchard Park, but the town of Hamburg is literally right next door to the stadium. How much of that factors into the decision for some of these businesses to maybe take shop in the town?
I think to some extent it does. I think even before the new stadium was built, we always had an uptick during football season. A lot of our bars and restaurants, somebody from Hamburg, because we are so close to Orchard Park, they're not necessarily traveling there to watch the game and see the game so they can stay close to home, but also get out and enjoy fanfare with everybody else and all of the camaraderie that comes with a Bills game. So I think all of our businesses have seen that uptick and that camaraderie regardless of the new stadium or not. And now with the new stadium, I think it just solidifies that the Bills are here. They're our team. We all want to support them. So it just adds multiple more opportunities for businesses to get involved and showcase their restaurants and provide some fine dining all the way to, you know, grab and go food, whether you're tailgating or you want to just sit and have a nice seat and watch the game in a bar or restaurant.
How much more of this trend do you feel will continue to grow, especially in a place like the town of Hamburg? As you mentioned, there's a lot of factors that kind of go into the favorability for this, but how much of this can you feel will continue to grow and see the town of Hamburg blossom into something even bigger than what it is right now?
I think that's happening. That's been happening, especially since, after COVID, the trajectory for this town has just It keeps increasing, which is great. I'm part of an economic development committee and a comprehensive plan committee through the town and the village, and we're always looking at plans and trying to update them. I mean, right now we have more businesses that want to come to Hamburg than we actually have space for. So we're looking at ways to reuse, redevelop areas, assess brownfield remediation efforts, looking at different places we can merge properties and what makes sense to grow the town, but also keeping its quality of life, which is important. I think it's great when towns and cities grow, but at the same time, you want to keep a nice quality of life for the residents that live there because they live there for a reason. So it's a balancing act, but I think it's one that's very doable, and Hamburg is just the prime spot right now that a lot of people are looking. And then off of that, we do have fringes of expansion heading into even into the town of Evans, which also butts up against the town of Hamburg. They are seeing an uptick in businesses doing the same thing, coordinating efforts for comprehensive plans and making it more favorable and easier for businesses to set up shop and do their business here. And, you know, as a business owner, you have to be everything to everyone. So when you can have an easy process of getting all your permits and your occupancy and everything in place to open, you know, you want to do that at a place that makes it easy for you to do that.
And I know you made mention of the town of Evans, but what kind of an impact of the growth in the town of Hamburg will this have on neighboring communities such as, you know, the likes of like Boston, the likes of, Orchard Park, the likes of, you know, Lackawanna, Blaisdell, those types of communities that, you'd certainly don't want those communities to suffer in terms of maybe other businesses not being there, but certainly they could probably benefit one way or another with this blossoming of growth in Hamburg. Is that fair to say?
It is, and I think that's already happening because some businesses, if they want to start sooner than later and they might not have the space or the desired space they want, they're looking at surrounding areas, and the same with families moving here. In all of these towns, you know, we're not very far apart. So it is nice when you have all of a wide variety of amenities all around you, that aren't a far commute away. You know, you jump in the car and you can go 10 minutes and you can hit up so many different places. And I think people like variety. You know, we get bored with the same things easily. We want to see new things, but then we also want to frequent our favorite places. And really the South Towns, how everything is kind of nestled already, really makes it favorable to do that. So we're getting a lot of families and businesses, as I said, and if they're looking in one particular town, if it isn't exactly what they're looking for in the moment, they might look around that area, or they might wait to go into the particular town that they want to, but then everybody's kind of working together to make sure we amplify, you know, our fun and variety like quality of life we have in the South Towns and all the different things we can do here that you can't necessarily do in other places.